It's 10 o'clock, Central European Time, 22 hours.
RNI News, worldwide, now.
Good evening, this is Alan West. Cairo, the Egyptian government, has given 50,000 Egyptian pounds to aid families hit by Monday's attempted coup d'etat in the Sudan. The Middle East news agency reports this tonight from Khartoum. The news agency said the money was handed over to Sudanese leader Jafar al-Numeri by Egyptian Vice President Hussein el-Shafei, who arrived in the Sudanese capital earlier today to congratulate Numeri on his return to power. A World Congress of International Jurists meeting in Belgrade for the last week, representing 100 countries, called on the United Nations today to set up an international authority for the prevention of ocean pollution and an organization to be established for the commercial exploitation of the seabed. Beirut, Army General Jean Nujem was critically injured in a helicopter crash in northern Lebanon today. He was on his way back to Beirut from the presidential summer palace at Aden when the helicopter developed a fault and crashed near the village of Aito. The pilot was also injured. An official inquiry has begun. The two leaders of the abortive putsch in the Sudan were taken off a plane in Libya last Thursday, will be tried tonight, and the judgment will be made and the sentence carried out tonight or tomorrow. Sudanese leader Numeri said this tonight in an interview with the Middle East news agency in Khartoum. Babacar Nur, named as new leader of the Sudan after the coup on Monday, was on his way from London to Khartoum to take over the reins of government when the British airliner on which he was travelling was forced to land in Libya. The new leader and a companion were reported to have been handed over to Numeri, who regained control after a counter-coup on Thursday by Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi. In tonight's interview, Numeri said the number of those accused of complicity in the putsch so far totaled 400, including 100 officers. Three officers were reported earlier today to have been executed by firing squad for their part in the attempted coup. In Montevideo, South America, five bomb attacks have been reported. They were all on political clubs, and incendiary bombs were used. The Uruguayan authorities reported The Uruguayan authorities reported that there were no injuries, but it was definitely the work of terrorists. In America, the zoologists are wondering if the proposed visit to China by President Nixon will give them a chance to restock the American zoos with pandas. The last panda any zoo had died in 1953. In Spain, the reported outbreak of cholera has now been diagnosed as summer diarrhea. As soon as the announcement was made, the number of applicants for cholera vaccinations dropped and the number of vaccination centres has been reduced from 24 to 4. The Palestinian Resistance Organisation today demanded Jordan's expulsion from the Arab League and asked the Arab governments to sever relations with King Hussein. According to reports in Cairo, 2,000 Palestinians had been killed or wounded, 2,700 taken prisoner, with Jordanian losses put at 1,500. The American astronauts are learning to drive. They are using a 475-horsepower Chevrolet Corvette Stingray on hard-packed snow, for that is what scientists think the conditions will be like when they try to drive the specially constructed moon jeep on the moon's surface. Now a look at the weather. The British Isles can expect a generally overcast day with periods of rain and showers tomorrow. Tonight's temperatures around 4 centigrade. The continent, however, will be brighter with long periods of sunshine and temperatures around 24 centigrade. There is still a possibility of odd thunderstorms in parts of Spain and France. The next news will be at 23 hours.
That was News and Weather on Radio Nazi International. Apollo 15, America's latest moon landing attempt, begins at 3 p.m. Monday the 26th of July. RNI will be there throughout the entire mission from launch to splashdown, keeping you informed on one of the most important and dangerous missions mankind has ever undertaken. Listen for this identification. From the RNI news desk, the latest news on Apollo 15. Listen for this identification from next Monday afternoon, and you'll hear the facts first on RNI. To the moon and back.
The Broadcasting Boat Company, in connection with Radio North Sea International, present a live broadcast from the North Sea. So over now to our correspondent, Winfred Smith-Jones.
Hello, everybody. Here we are to bring you, through the modern miracle of wireless transmissions, the Stevie Merrick latest running housewives show in the world, with musical items and chat. The program, which is brought to you nightly, is produced by Cuddly Wifey. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is your host,
Stevie Medic.
Come on now, sir. Let us have your last breath before kicking in. There it is. That's the sound of the scaffold there. Number 9 in our countdown this week really gone up, I'm really glad to say. That's on Parlophone Records and called Thank You Very Much.
Oh,
the summer of 1970. Good song of the Three Dog Night. I told Mama told me not to come.
Did she indeed?
For past misdemeanors, medic taken oops. Thank you, it's now been taken.
This is the Stevie Merrick Show.
My, hasn't he changed?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's Stevie Merrick Show.
Oh, yeah, how about that? It's a real good thing going on here.
Yeah, boom. 6 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, Stevie Merrick Show's Mark Stewart, Sydney, and good evening to you. Thank you very much, Crispin, for the last two scintillating hours. Weren't they scintillating?
Yes, they were. Hold on, can I just play a request for somebody?
Very quickly, I forgot all about this. Yes, go ahead, be
to
my
Mr.
guest.
Mr. Vrolik, who lives in Scavenger, who owns the Dolphin, which brought out those lovely people today, on behalf of all the organisations who came out, all the independent radio organisations, want to wish you a very, very big thank you, and hope to see them all sometime in the near future. Mr. Vrolik, thanks a million.
Yeah, and I think may I add my own thanks to that one?
Certainly.
Oh, yes, well, thanks very much for everybody coming out. And the requests you gave us, we're having to sort them out a bit, you see, and so we'll play all your requests, or the ones that were given to me, on Monday. Okay, so off we jolly well will...
RMI Music Maker!
Yeah, we got a music maker! It's called Hello Buddies from the Tremolos at 8 minutes after 10. Where will it all end, I ask myself. Hello, bye.